This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. Two things are necessary for migratory birds to be able to go from one place to another every year with exacting precision. The first is orientation, which means knowing direction. And the second is navigation, which means knowing when to change direction. Well, to be able to navigate, birds appear to have a sort of built-in map. Evolutionists believe that the capacity for birds to navigate with the precision they do, without the benefit of a teacher or guide, is the result of millions of years of chance mutations and natural selection. They suggest that as Ice Age glaciers retreated and the climate suited them, birds began to push north, returning in winter to a traditional non-breeding ground. Well, that may explain how migration came to be, but it doesn't account for how the different migratory paths followed by these birds became imprinted in their genes so that young birds without guidance or experience are able to follow them. As we mentioned earlier, two things are necessary for birds to be able to migrate: orientation and navigation. One without the other is useless. So, if evolution is true, which of these did the bird acquire first? And why would a mutation that is in and of itself useless be passed on? Bird migration is just another example of an amazing design put into these birds by an amazing designer, God. Well, to find out more about this topic of the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.